This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan at home tonight against the Manchester Storm, losing 5-2. With me is the head coach, John Tripp. John, a penny for your thoughts. What did you make of that game tonight?
I got lots of pennies. It was good intensity. We were going to the third in a 2-2 game. I thought we played decent. We fell apart in the third. I think the big changer was their defenseman scoring a shorthanded goal, and it turned out to be the game winner, and I thought our mental toughness went out the window.
Such a game changer at that moment as well. Was there anything you could do to try and change it at that point? Was momentum going away from you?
No, as I mentioned, our mental toughness went out the window. That's when our players got to show up and play. We only had two goals scored by both their defensemen. We got a 5-on-3 goal, which is nice. Our power play, 5-on-4, stinks. It's the worst in the league. I think we had one shot in the 5-on-4 power play. It's not good enough, not to mention the shorthanded goal allowed. So we can't always count on our top two guys for scoring, but we needed them today. And then our second secondary scoring is absolutely atrocious. We don't have any, so it makes things very tough. So all in all, it wasn't, we had a good showing today. Great energy, good spirit from the fans and everything, and it was a full house, and this was our house, and we didn't play like it. We gave ourselves a chance. Again, our turnovers were down. It was nice, but we had four shots on net in the third period. That says it all.
The fans were unhappy with a lot of decisions. I'm not going to drag you into a conversation about refereeing, but was there times where the bounces just weren't going your way tonight?
No, you got to make your bounces. But, maybe one thing I'm not going to comment on, but I have to watch the video, is the 10-minute hit. I thought it was a bit of a, I don't want to say a flop, but it was a bit overplayed. But again, I'll watch the video and see for that. I don't think it was a check to the head, but again, I could be wrong, so I'll wait to see that. We're always dealing with the nets, but, stuff like that. We also had another 10-minute misconduct for somebody who gets a lot of ice time against with the ref. We can't have that. So that's been discussed, and we knew that. So it's unfortunate. It's a tough loss. I'm definitely not happy with it, to say the least.
Robbie Lapine came into the team tonight. How did you feel he did?
He did okay. He just flew in yesterday, so I didn't expect a whole lot. He'll get better as time goes on. But unfortunately, he had to come in here, and it's not the best opening game probably for him to be a part of. But. Yeah, but tomorrow's a new day. Move on.
And of course, you go to Dundee tomorrow. They're in form as well right now.
Yeah, no, they're playing well. I believe they won tonight against Milton. So they play well at home as well. They beat us last time when we were up 2-0. So we're going to see if the boys can come together and play together as a team.
On the back of Robbie coming in, are you still looking for further players to come in and reinforce this team?
Yes.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.